That seems, in a way, silly, doesn't it? Thank you, Toby, for what you said. And Toby, you could almost come and do the talk for me, but don't. But it seems like we should call it Bad Friday. But we don't. We call it Good Friday. Now, we need to realise, when Jesus died, as Georgia just read out, she read out that account of when Jesus was nailed to the cross. We need to realise something very important about that. That there are two plans. I didn't prompt Toby to use the word plan, it just used it. But there are two plans going on. There's man's plan and there's God's plan. Man's plan and God's plan. And if we only see one of those plans, if we only see man's plan, we'll think it's a bad Friday. But if we see both plans, if we see man's plan and God's plan, we'll see why it's Good Friday. Now, there's a verse. Oh, no, hang on, before we get to that. There is a verse. But before we get to that, I just want to explain that a little bit. This idea that there was one event but two plans. And I'm going to show you another way where you can have one event but two plans. Now, I'm going to need some people to help. I want to who here likes clearing up? Who here likes washing up? Children, do you like washing up? Anybody like washing up? No? You're not enjoying the idea of washing up? I've got some washing up here that to be done. It's a little bit, it was left over from last night. We had a supper here, we had some soup, we had some, it was really lovely, really nice time. Maundy, Thursday, so, but we've got a bowl that still needs washing and a plate that still needs washing. Anyone keen to, I tell you what, there's chocolate. Anyone keen to come and wash up? Just do a bit of washing up, you get chocolate for it. Yeah, well, it's Shannon, you come and wash up. Yeah, come on. And someone to dry up. Someone who's not going to drop it. Who'd be keen to dry? Hang on, guys, hang on. Anyone further back keen to dry up? Anyone? Rather than one of these suspects on the front row. Who would be keen to do the drying? I tell you, do you want to get started? So have a go at doing some washing up. Okay, go for one of the people on the front row. Go on then, Ollie, why don't you come and do it? It's all right. No, we're going for that. So hang on, drying up. You need something to dry up with, don't you? Otherwise, you'll have to use your shirt. There you go. So you go for it. Dry up that one. Well done. Well done for washing that one up. How's that looking? Nice and clean? Yes, very good. Very good. By the way, parents, if you want to take a picture, your children here are actually doing the washing up and drying up. You know, we could take pictures and we can hold it against them. Well done. You've done that bit. Well done. I think you're done. Well then, you've dried that one up, so dry your hands on the tea towel. Go for it. Well done, dry your hands on that. And there you go, you get two chocolate footballs each. There you go, two for you and two for you. Well done, and well done, go and sit down and have a round of applause. Well done. Now, do you see there was one event but two plans. One event, they were doing the washing up. One plan, their plan was to get chocolate. My plan was that we get washing up done. Both happened in that one event, didn't it? Two plans, one event. On the cross, when Jesus dies on the cross, there's one event but two plans. And we're actually going to see that not from one of the verses that Georgia read, although thank you for reading it and you read it brilliantly. We're actually going to see it from a verse in Acts. Acts chapter 2, verse 23, and it'll come up on the screen, so don't worry, you don't have to look it up. Acts chapter 2, verse 23. And it says this, "This man," in other words Jesus, "was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge. And you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross." Now do you see that? There are two plans there. One event, but two plans. So what's man's plan? Man's plan is there in green, if you can see it. It's you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. So what was man's plan? Man's plan was kill Jesus. Just kill him. Get rid of him. And that's what they did. They killed him. They nailed him to a cross. And that was man's plan. And they thought, we've done our plan. But of course, that's a bad plan. That's a terrible plan. And if it was just that plan, it would be a bad Friday because you'd be remembering someone who got lynched. Someone who got killed, even though he hadn't done anything wrong. But there isn't just man's plan. There's God's plan. So what's God's plan? Well, we see in the verse, in the green there, that God does have a plan. It says, this man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. So that beginning bit is saying, yeah, God does have a plan. God's plan was happening as Jesus was crucified, as he was dying. But what is God's plan? All that tells us is God did have a plan. It doesn't tell us what the plan is. For that, we need to look to another verse. So we're going to look at a verse in 1 Peter, and it says this. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. So when it talks about the tree there, that's talking about the cross. So that's explaining to us what's going on as Jesus hangs on the tree, as Jesus hangs on the cross. And what that's saying is, as he was dying on the cross, he was taking our sins on him, on himself. Now we need to think, what is sin? Now, when you came in, you were given, and actually, can I ask Duty Warden Cara, if there are spare ones, if you could sort of dish them out if people haven't got them. As you came in, you were given a Bible, and in that Bible there was a little bookmark thing. Can you take that out? And if you don't have one, wave a hand around, and Cara will come and bring you one. So if you haven't got one, children, you need one as well. So a couple needed down here. Anyone else? Just wave a paw. Well done. Well done. Now, on that bit of little slip of paper, it says, well, it says sin. If you take the big letters, it says sin, doesn't it? And it tells you what sin is. Sin is us saying to God, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your rules. It's us saying, God, I don't want you. I don't want you to bother me. I'm going to be in charge. I'll deal with my life. I'll deal with it my way. And I don't want your rules. I won't do what you say. I'll do what I say. And the thing is, we've all done this. You may think, well, I've never actually said that to God. But we all do it when we just ignore God. When we just say, you know what, God, I'm just not going to bother with you. That's saying, shove off God. I'm in charge and no to your rules. And the problem with this is it puts us all in a really dangerous position because we've all done this. We all deserve God's anger. Could you imagine if you at some point said to your mum or dad, shove off, mum and dad, I'm in charge, no to your rules. Do you think they'd be happy with that? Of course they wouldn't. You'd deserve to go on the naughty step or, you know, whatever it is you've got at home or be grounded or whatever it would be. Of course you'd deserve that. Well, the fact is we've all said that to God. And therefore, we all deserve God's anger. But this is the good news. This is what makes Good Friday good. When Jesus died on the cross, he was taking the punishment we deserve. So, I need another volunteer. Oh, I'm afraid there's no chocolate. I've run out in my pocket. There you go, all the chocolate's left. But I do need a volunteer just to go around and collect up all of the bits of paper that are around. So would someone be happy to go and do that? Yeah, would you? Yeah, go for it. Now, boys and girls, you're going to need to help with this, all right? So, James, Oliver, sorry. I'm sorry, Oliver, that's bad, isn't it? Okay, if you could go around, but boys and girls, you need to collect up all those bits of paper and get them in the bag. So can you go around and collect them up? Thank you, Oliver. So go around, boys and girls, gather them up and get them in the bag. Oh, hang on, Oliver, there's some from the music group here. There we go. So now if you walk down the aisle, hello, there's one more there. So go down the aisle this way, that's it, and gather more up. So I'll gather that one there, brilliant. So keep going, you've got more here. If I help you, so there we go. Gather it all up as it comes around. We'll do a circuit. Brilliant. Well done, Oliver. There we go. Round we come. Oh, all of that lot. Yeah, yeah. That's good. Okay, round here. We've got to get Andy. That's it. Round here. So get the ones from here. So I'll get that one. Brilliant. Well done. Let me go for that. There we go. Great. Brilliant. Oliver, so some behind you there.
That's it. Down we come. Almost done. That one there, and then Peter's one just there. Great. Thank you very much, Oliver. Could you go back to your seat? No, give him a clap. Well done. Thank you very much. So the thing is, what we're saying is, everyone has turned away from God. We all sin, and therefore it's like we've all got these bits of paper. It's like we've all got this, but this is in our hearts. And what Jesus does is he says, as he dies on the cross, it's like God says, I will take all of this, and I will put it on Jesus. And Jesus takes that for us, and he takes the punishment that we deserve, and he takes it for us on the cross. And that means that if we've trusted Jesus to do that for us, that means you don't have that sin anymore, do you? You haven't got that bit of paper. You haven't got it in you because Jesus has taken it. And that is the best news ever. That this was God's plan. That he would deal with our sin by Jesus dying for us. And that is, to put it mildly, a good plan. That's a great plan. And therefore, yeah, it shouldn't be bad Friday. It should be good Friday. And it is a good Friday. And it's a day, sometimes people treat today as a bit of a sad day. Well, then it sort of is, in a sense, because of man's plan. You see, there are two plans. Man's plan was to kill Jesus. And that was bad. But God's plan was to deal with our sin, and that is the best news ever. But it's something we need to respond to. You see, it's not just enough just to know that Jesus did that, just to know that God's plan was to deal with our sin. We need to respond to it as well. You see, that verse in 1 Peter goes on. It says, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. That's what Jesus did when he died. So that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. You see, it's no good just knowing that Jesus takes sin if we then go about saying, well, you know what, I'm just going to carry on living like this. I'm still going to say, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your rules. I'll still hang on to this. That doesn't make any sense at all, does it? No, it doesn't. You see, what that verse is saying is, if we've accepted what Jesus has done for us, we need to die to sin. We need to say, I'm not going to live like that anymore. Because of what Jesus has done for me, I'm going to live for righteousness. I'm going to live for God. Because of what he's done for me, because Jesus died for me, I'm going to live for him. Live for him at home, at school, 24 hours there, I'm going to live for Jesus. And so the question is, have you responded to Jesus? Have you made that kind of response? I'm going to pray a prayer for us now, just as I finish, which is kind of making that kind of response. This is the prayer. It says, Jesus, thank you for dying for me to deal with my sins. Please help me to live for you. Amen. Now, I haven't prayed that yet, but we're going to pray that now. Maybe you've never prayed that kind of thing. Adults, this isn't just for children. Maybe you've never actually made that kind of response to Jesus. Today would be a good day to do it. In fact, it would make it the best Friday for you. So how about responding? Children, how about responding? Let's do it by praying. Yeah, let's pray. Let's pray. So let's just bow our heads, let's be quiet, and let's pray. Jesus, thank you for dying for me to deal with my sins. Please help me to live for you. Amen. Now, adults, if you want to pick up something that will help you understand a bit more about Easter, a bit more about how Jesus' death deals with our sins, there's a booklet as we leave. Cara's waving one around called The Real Easter. There you go. They're on the table at the back there. There's also another free book, which I think is called The Case for Easter, which you can get at the bookstore. But do pick one of those up and have a read. I'm going to hand back to Christine.